Thursday, October 8th. 11:11 a.m. As soon as Ted could arrange it, I held a staff meeting to brief everyone on the threat posed to us by Gage Renshaw. Each received the photo of him and a background sheet. Then, while they all went about their various assignments, I sat in my office, as usual, chafing at the paperwork that had appeared in my inboxes, both physically and on the computer screen. I was saved from drudgery by the phone buzzing. Ted, I've got Inspector Larry Kaufman on line one for you. I'd left a message for Larry at his office at the SFPD earlier. Kaufman specialized in undercover relations and was a damn good cop. In the years I'd known him, he'd turned around many a potentially explosive situation with his steady-handedness, tact, and humor. Thanks. I switched over to Kaufman. McCone, I hear gloom in your voice, he said. That referral I sent you last month, did it go bad? No. I'm sorry I haven't thanked you for it earlier, but I'm calling about a personal problem. I laid the Renshaw situation out for him. When I finished, he said, This is a tough one, in terms of the law. Renshaw may have bilked half of South America, but you say he hasn't pulled off anything here. That we know of. And that ties my hands, at least officially. Unofficially, I can put an officer on him part-time. But if he spots him or her, it'll tip him to the fact we're interested in him. I think Gage always assumes people are interested in him. Egomaniac, huh? Okay, I'll have somebody look into where he's staying. Great, thank you. Larry sighed heavily. Are you sure you don't know of any crimes, preferably the kind where statutes of limitations haven't run out, that this Renshaw has committed on American soil? No, but I've got a researcher working on that. Well, we'll keep each other posted. 2:07 p.m. I set up a schedule for two of my newest hires for surveilling the Webster Street property, then checked...